how Alistair became famous. Alistair was sucking his thumb. Little boys of 7 years old do not suck their thumb, said Alistair's mother. Sucking your thumb does not look very nice, said Alistair's father. Alistair just carried on sucking his thumb and stared at the floor. Why do you keep sucking it? His mother pulled his hand away from his mouth. I'm bored, said Alistair. Do you know why people get bored? It's when they have got nothing to do. They don't know what they want. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. And they're fed up. And so they are bored. Why don't you go and play football with your friends? Asked his mother. Don't want to, said Alistair. Why don't you read a book? Said his father. Don't want to, said Alistair. Go for a walk, his father pointed to the door. Yuck, snorted Alistair. Well, you can't suck your thumb all day. His mother was getting annoyed. If you suck your thumb like that, it will fall off, said his father. Don't care, said Alistair, and gave his thumb an extra big suck. Well, I don't know what to do with him. Alistair's mother scratched the side of her head. Alistair's mother always scratched the side of her head when she was worried. I think I've got an idea. Alistair's father suddenly smiled. Tomorrow he would stop Alistair sucking his thumb. In you go. Alistair and his father were standing outside a big shop. Alistair looked through the door. Inside were musical instruments. Every sort of musical instrument you can think of. There were pianos, drums, violins, guitars, flutes, trumpets. In fact, inside the shop, there was everything to do with music. You are going to learn to play a musical instrument, and that will stop you from getting bored. Alistair's father took his hand and led Alistair into the shop. Try playing the piano, said the man in the shop. Alistair sat on the stool behind the big black piano and thumped his fingers on the piano keys. He thumped them all the way up, and then all the way down. Hmm, he said. Don't like it. The piano stool is hurting my bottom. The man handed Alistair a guitar. Alistair tucked it under his arm and banged his fingers on the strings. Yuck, said Alistair. The strings hurt my fingers. Try a violin, said Alistair's father. Alistair tucked the violin under his chin and pulled a long piece of wood called a bow across the strings. No, no, no. Alistair shook his head. The sound tickles my ears. The man from the shop handed Alistair a flute. A flute is a long, thin tube you blow down to make music. So Alistair blew down it. I don't like that, said Alistair. Well, I have to tell you that Alistair tried all the musical instruments in the shop and did not want to play any of them. He even said playing the drums gave him a headache. And he sucked his thumb all the way back home. Alistair, there's a football match on television. His father called him because he knew Alistair liked football. Alistair grumbled his way down the stairs. He didn't want to watch television. He didn't really want to watch football. But he had nothing else to do, so he might as well watch the match. Now, when a country's team is playing football, before they play, the country's song is played. And because the song belongs to the country, it's called an anthem, a national anthem. Every country in the world has got a national anthem. France has got a song called the Marseillaise. England has got God Save the King. America has got the Star Spangled Banner. Australia has got Australia Fair, and so on. And playing football today was Scotland, and the Scottish national anthem was being played before the match started. Alistair's eyes popped, his mouth dropped open, and he stared at the television. "What a lovely sound," he said. "It's the bagpipes," said his father. "They play the bagpipes in Scotland." "I would love to play the bagpipes." Alistair was so excited he was bouncing on his bottom on his chair. The man in the music shop ordered a set of child's bagpipes especially for Alistair, who went into his shop every day until they arrived. Then, tingling with excitement, he opened the box in his bedroom, took out his beloved bagpipes, and started to play. "No," said his mother. "No," said his father. "No," said the neighbours. "What a terrible noise." Now, bagpipes are very, very difficult to play. But after much searching, Alistair's father found a man who could teach Alistair to play the bagpipes. So every week, Alistair had a lesson in the middle of a field where they did not upset anyone with... And of course, Alistair, who adored playing his bagpipes, learnt very quickly and soon could play lots of tunes very, very nicely on them. And he used to play them in his garden. Now, while Alistair's mother and father were very happy listening to Alistair's playing, the neighbours were not. At first, they just complained. Then they shouted. Then they banged on the door until Alistair stopped playing. And there was more trouble. Alistair was growing up and now was so big he needed a bigger set of bagpipes. And a bigger set of bagpipes makes much more noise than the children's bagpipes he had been playing. Alistair's mother, his father, and Alistair himself were very upset and worried because Alistair could not play his big bagpipes anywhere. The family was very, very sad. But what could they do? Alistair played his bagpipes in the field, but the sound was so loud it upset the cows in the next field, and the farmer chased him away. He tried playing the bagpipes in his bedroom with a door and window shut and a blanket over his head, but that was too hot and he could not breathe. So he tried playing in the greenhouse in the garden, but all the plants curled up their leaves and he frightened the spiders. Then, one day, Alistair's father came home from work. "Yippee!" he shouted. "Wow," thought Alistair, "something nice must have happened." He had never heard his father shout yippee before. "I have got to go and work in Scotland," shouted his father. "Oh," said Alistair, "that's not very exciting." "It certainly is," said his mother. "Think about it." So Alistair thought about it. The only thing he knew about Scotland was they played football and played bagpipes. Played bagpipes! That is the sound of Alistair doing a cartwheel of joy. And that is Alistair turning another cartwheel with more joy. If they were moving to Scotland, he could play his bagpipes anywhere and no one would complain. And that is what happened. The family moved to Scotland, and because he could play his bagpipes anywhere, Alistair became very famous. And do you know what? The next time you hear this tune at a football match, take a look at the piper playing this tune. It might just be Alistair.